I said, yeah, no big deal.
Okay, cool. This gives me a chance to pull up my notes anyway, because I put them away for a little bit. I mean, I have most of it in my head. I just want to make sure.
I want to...
What?
Hello.
Hello. What do you want to? Do you really, really want to zigzag?
Font, no. If you want to be my lover.
See, oh yeah, there we go. Contract 5. I could probably stop numbering these and just give them titles.
I was going to say, I would like a fighting game RPG that isn't the old World of Darkness one. Although technically not World of Darkness, I don't think, but it still uses the same engine.
You want a fighting game RPG that is not World of Darkness based?
Yeah.
Have you looked at Fight, the fighting game RPG?
No. I think you're
a little too on
up.
The nose.
Have you looked at Super Gachapon Fighter Omega Infinity?
Stop
okay,
making things
making
up.
That one up.
These are no, that's a real one. I have the book. It's played with action figures.
That's not necessarily a RPG then.
Why not? You're just role playing with props now. Let me find it. It's on RPG Now.
Oh wow, Fight the Fighting Game RPG is actually a thing. I thought you were lying.
No, these are real titles for things. There. Look, there's fucking Super Gachapon Fighter Omega Infinity. Suck my balls.
I found it already, and I don't want to suck your balls.
It's actually got like rules for combos and stuff. This is also a demo version.
Okay, here's my question. Does it have...
I don't know really much about it. I have not read the book. I just own it.
Oh, okay.
I think I got it in a big package.
James and I saw a like wrestling RPG. I'm not sure.
Oh yeah,
it was
WWRPG. Or are you talking about? There's also a boxing RPG called The Contender.
There's a Apocalypse Engine wrestling game, which is actually really cool because it's focused on like sports entertainment.
Yeah.
Rather than wrestling as a real thing.
Right.
So you're saying you have the actual book or just the demo rule set for?
I have the full PDF. I just linked this because it was the first thing I could find.
Do you have it legally?
I think I picked it up as part of a package. Like I donated to some like I think I donated to the Red Cross and they gave me 24 games. That's also how I got Mecha, the Mecha RPG, which I remember.
Is that made by the same company as Fight, the fighting game RPG? Because
probably.
I'm starting to think they don't try very hard.
I remember reading the book for it, and it was not a. I did not like that one enough to. I was gonna try it once because I had a really stupid game that I wanted to run, and it seemed like it would work. The game, of course, was called Mecha Wolf Chaos, and the premise was that everybody was presidents teleport or time traveled from periods in the past to help the future president Obama deal with an issue. And then something vice president mecha fights.
Yeah, no, that's, I mean.
It was a really stupid idea because I just wanted to see like, okay, this game sounds really dumb. I wonder if it's actually any fun to play. It also has like a battle map, but it's a weird map because it's called the bullseye map because it's two concentric circles and they're divided into quadrants. And that's how you determine everything about fighting. The one thing The one thing I did not like about it is it has a very, it has a very what is it? Discretized. This is a role play section. This is a fight section. And it follows like. This player gets a scene, then a fight happens. Then this player gets a scene, then a fight happens.
I mean, that's how fighting games work.
That's also
I can understand.
Well, this was the mecha game, and that's also kind of how mecha animes work. So,
A lot of them have a lot of really good stuff in between and during, like during fights as well. And honestly, like you look at Gundam, and hey, look, 3 episodes with no mechas fighting, or whatever. Well, usually they try to do more than that so that children keep watching. But...
Yeah. All right, we got more reviews on Sword and Stone.
They might forget what the toys look like and stop buying them.
They might stop buying our customized model sets.
I really wonder if the original Gundam Speed,
isn't it? Or their action figures too, I guess, with the models of things I always think of.
I mean, the models become action figures.
I used to build.
Oh, really?
A bunch
I thought
Gundam
they were like you like stood them on a shelf and just looked at them.
I mean, you could, but they actually had ball joints and stuff.
Yeah, they have like polycaps all over the place for a wide range of movement. They're pretty rad.
And they have like multiple hands, and they come with weapons.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like some come with just adjustable hands.
Yeah. No. But if you get the super like advanced ones that have like multiple figure articulation.
Some master grade ones will have like kung fu grip style stuff going on with like a separate trigger finger. And then, like, what is it? Perfect Grade? Yeah, Perfect Grade usually has, like, individual fingers and shit.
Yeah, and those are the ones where you get to, like, old school G.I. Joe size.
Yeah.
I only ever built the starter ones because, yeah. They always took about an hour to put together.
Yeah, when I was a teenager. Actually, no, before I was a teenager, now that I think about it, my weeaboo cousin and a bunch of his friends me and my brother would like put in for orders from Hobby Links Japan or whatever.
Nice. I can't remember where I actually
get
bought
a big
mine.
Old, yeah. Get a big old box full of like Japanese newspapers and Gundam models.
Nice. I want to think that you actually ordered Japanese newspapers and they were not just packaged in Japanese newspaper.
Oh yeah, we want to know what's going on. You know, we were curious about the world abroad.
So I don't know how long the rest of this job will take, but we'll take it as it comes. I actually still have the map up, so I did not, so I would not forget where I was. And then on top of that, I apparently took a screenshot of the map and I drew on it where the problem was happening.
I would like both of those PDFs at some point so I can judge them harshly.
Which one? Mecha? I don't have Fight the Fighting Game RPG. I only have Gachapon Fighter and Mecha.
Oh, I guess Gachapon Fighter then.
Yeah.
If I'm going to play a mecha game, it'd probably be fucking terrible Mechton.
Be what?
It'd be Mechton, because I like it even though it's not great.
But what about Mech Warrior?
What? There isn't a suitable GURPS mecha game?
Or mecha
set?
Oh, Jesus.
Set, whatever.
There's a GURPS mecha tool set for third edition, and fucking knock yourself out, bro. Because you probably will, literally, trying to get through that goddamn book.
Is that one of the ones where they get...
I was a third of the way into determining tensile strength of the finger joint, and then I just shot myself in the face.
Pretty much. Oh, God. Yeah. That's like GURPS Vehicles.
Is GURPS Vehicles the one that involves trigonometry?
Yes.
If you're shooting
GURPS
from one vehicle to another vehicle.
What, you have to like take sines and cosines of a
You have to figure
shot?
Out no, it's about if you're I remember it even goes to like horse mounted archery. If you're shooting at somebody who's stationary with a bow from a horse, you figure out the angle and your own personal like velocity and how far off the arrow's velocity vector is from your own, because shooting from horseback while you're in the direction you're going will give you a little bit more power behind your shot.
Huh.
This is GURPS.
System is D10, that's right.
Yes.
The good D10 and the bad D10?
Yes, the good D10 and the bad D10.
Oh, right. This, yeah. Okay. Okay. Let's roll doubles.
Are they good doubles or bad doubles?
I mean, I know technically it's roughly the same percent chance.
Like I have a success chart, a success grid that says what your chances are based on having a certain number in a skill.
Well, I mean, like a crit success and a crit fail are about 5% each, right?
They are 5% each.
Okay, so technically that's exactly the same as D20.
Yeah.
It feels like it comes up a lot more often than this.
I think that's because we're all cursed.
Well, this time you actually made us use a random dice generator.
Yeah, you guys actually I don't think you guys actually rolled that many, like, crits either way when we did that.
Seemed really bad, because my first roll of the game to find the job was a crit failure.
Yeah, that one happens more than I'd like to admit.
It's a confirmation bias thing. You remember it when it happens.
Yeah, it's a bit of a primacy problem there.
I've only run five games of this, and it's happened twice. There was also
back when you've run a 500.
It's also I've also run one game where we used a random number generator, and we got the right number of critical failures that we expected, but only one player rolled all of them.
I mean, the problem story with this is if you have the statistics figured out, the problem becomes with the actual dice.
Yes, that's why I removed the actual dice and replaced with cold hard science.
When you replace it with cold hard science, it becomes slightly less random.
Unless
you're rolling, unless you're rolling in certain ways,
or your dice are on.
Dice.
Yeah, dice can have a bias.
Dice are usually not evenly weighted.
Yeah, that's why company that makes specially perfectly weighted dice and sells them for $50.
Yeah, most of your dice have like little tiny air pockets in them, which is why you can bake them.
I spoke hastily on that one.
And also, the edges are not uniformly like even.
I got it.
Yeah. The air bubbles are more important, though.
Yeah, because the center of mass will be off.
Yeah.
Gonna microwave these dice.
I forgot what temperature is best, but apparently it's a thing you can do.
Yeah, I knew someone who tried that, but he didn't actually reason far enough that you needed to microwave them with the side you want facing up. It was like, if I microwave these dice, they'll roll better.
Just like soaking them in liquor, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was just a ritual thing. He just didn't realize that it actually was doing something.
These are my rigged dice. They always come out 2 and 3.
Oh yeah, spider eyes. I actually don't know how melee combat works. I built this character for melee combat. I forget how it works. I'm sure we'll come to it.
All the skill rolls are the same. Here.
But how's damage work?
It's the red die. It determines the hit location. The black die determines damage. Caleb's talking about coming up with a variant where if you succeed, then you roll separately for damage because some people didn't like. Because the way that it works right now is like your crits are in weird places. You'll crit on a headshot, which means you'll definitely kill a person on 2 tens. But then the rest of your crits are like one of them is to body, one of them is to like one of the arms, and one of them is to a leg.
The right arm always gets crippled, and the left arm doesn't.
Same thing with the.
That sounds sinister.
Yeah, it's just a quirk.
God damn it.
There was a game designer's workshop where Caleb talked about things that he wants to fix, but he's waiting for all the playtest reports to come in before he starts making any changes.
I want to let you know that I appreciate that, but I also hate you.
Yeah, that's about right. So is there anything stopping us from starting?
Aside from everybody hating the game, no.
Well, you know.
I don't hate the game.
You just hate the player?
Well, this player in particular, yes.
Josh likes Josh things for Josh reasons.
No, I hate Josh things.
Josh's preferences are inscrutable.
I like things that are good, so there you go.
For all objective values of good.
What is good in life?
Yeah. Well,
is truly good in life? The riddle of steel.
See the German and limitations, etc., etc. You know.
Yeah, not one of us is going to believe that you don't actually know the answer to the riddle of steel. Riddle of blood? Riddle of steel.
Oh no, riddle of steel is the other riddle, one.
The riddle of steel is that you need to use both fire and ice.
No. What?
I think that's from Conan the Barbarian, I think.
Yeah.
Well, no, but I don't think was he used for that? Because
you have to. It requires both fire and ice. That's the whole thing about it. That's also why it's a nice play for a song of ice and fire. Because it has two meanings.
Oh, right. The Riddle of Steel is, steel isn't strong, flesh is stronger.
No, that's the evil wizard's answer to it. It's,
let's see.
Well, until
his father's sword is broken that Conan realizes the true answer to the riddle. All the power of both steel and flesh come from one's beliefs. According to the Conan wiki.
That doesn't make any sense.
If I believe, my steel will become stronger and more durable.
I think the point is that neither of them does anything without beliefs.
My sword has antimony impurities, making it exceedingly brittle and weak.
This sword goes blue all the time. Does that make it more accurate? No, but it does give it a chance of causing cancer.
High actinium content.
I can't believe Conan is canon to Cthulhu mythos.
Wait, what?
Yeah, weren't we talking about this at one point? The guy who wrote the Conan books was in like the same literary kind of society that Lovecraft was, and there's references between them.
Huh. I did not know that.
Oh, yeah.
That's interesting. It also kind of makes sense.
Conan is actually Azathoth.
I'm pretty sure that's not canon. That's not Conan.
Isn't it? Has Conan ever woken up?
Has Conan ever been canon?
Is Evilac a deep one?
Damn it.
It was a simpler time.
I hate everybody so much right now.
All
right,
so now that you're in the right mindset to playtest the game, we should do this. So does everybody have their shit?
I have two dice, yes.
Do you have your character sheet? That is the other important part of your shit.
Yes, I have those three things.
Are we still using the random roller, or can I roll?
You can roll regular dice if you want to. I've just noticed that people tend to have worse results with random with actual like dice.
What do you mean, you people?
Yeah, you people who aren't James.
Also, I still have an issue with the fact that rations are qualified addictive.
It's true. You will suffer severe withdrawal if you don't consume them in a reasonable time period.
No.
That's addictive by most
That's
definitions.
That's a different thing. Starvation is not withdrawal.
Mechanically, is
how
it
you
withdrawal?
Know, James? How I you mean... know you haven't been brainwashed by big food?
Yeah. Are you sure you need food? Every once in a while, there's stories of yogis who don't need to eat.
Have you ever been told that story by a yogi?
I've never met a yogi.
Yeah, they tell you that so they can steal your picnic baskets.
God damn it, I was going to make that joke.
No, but that makes no sense.
May I bless your picnic baskets?
God damn it.
Hey, boo-boo.
Did you know you don't need this food to live? I can show you a better way.
I've advanced to a state beyond want and need. Come, my child, we will create a new society.
The end of desire is to not possess. And he walks away with the basket.
Oh, he tricked me again.
God damn it.
Every goddamn Tuesday, that damn bear.
On the plus side, I think I'm going to be reincarnated up one level now. When I inevitably starve to death.
All right. Okay. Okay. Everybody cool?
All right. I'll probably stop kicking at some point.
Hmm? Oh, right. Okay.